This is the Faith Conversations podcast. Here we bring women of faith to the table for honest and authentic conversations about personal faith journeys and what it is like to have a personal relationship with God. Hey guys, welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host, and I am excited to be here today with Faith Svensson. She and I were just talking before we got on to talk to you guys, and I do not know anything about her life. So what let me just tell you what I do know, because we're all going to hear about her life together and we'll find out, but this is what I do know. I know that Faith is part of serving in the church that we attend, and I know that she is on the prayer teams. So to me, as a believer, when I see that somebody is volunteering to be on a prayer team, this means that they have a deep conviction that prayer is powerful and effective, that they have a heart for other people, and that in order to believe that prayer is powerful and effective, you have to believe that God is who he says he is. And in order to really have a deep conviction that God is who he says he is, you have to have something that has brought you to that place, right? Some sort of relationship or understanding of God that has occurred over time that has brought you to a place of loving people enough to pray fervently for them. And so that's what I know about Faith. I also know, I see her family, her beautiful family that I see around the church. We sit in the same area of our worship center. Yes. We sit in a very similar area. So I'll see her family coming in and leaving. And I just know that she is a woman of God that I'm about to find out why. But I just know that from observing you, her on the sidelines. And so I'm sitting here with her today. Faith, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear more about your life.
Thank you, Jessica, for having me.
All right. Tell me the beginning. Paint the picture for me. What's your background, and how did you come into a faith journey with Christ?
Yeah, I would love to. So I was incredibly blessed to have two godly, faithful parents. So they took us to church, but not only that, they lived out their faith daily. I remember waking up and would often find them reading scripture. My dad got up early, so he was always in the Word. And then I think I was about a teenager when he became a pastor. So I really got to grow up in a home that was just rich with love for God and serving him.
Oh my gosh, I already have a question. Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, you're a teenager, and your dad had a career, and then he stopped that career and became a pastor?
Yeah, he felt called to be a pastor. So he was ordained. He didn't go to seminary or anything, but he had such a calling on his life that he felt like he was supposed to be a pastor.
Did he leave his job to do this, or did he do this like as a...
He kind of did his work part-time still while he was a pastor. Since it was a little bit later, you know, in life at that point. I'm the youngest of four girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I'm sure as a teenager, you're observing this, right? You're observing not only watching your parents, like you said, waking up and he's reading the Bible or praying, but now he's actually making life changes and you're watching him obey the Lord to do that, which is not very many households go through something like that. So that's interesting.
It was a rich blessing. I think I was about five or six when I knew I wanted it for myself. My parents were very good with knowing. I didn't think I could just, hey, they know Christ, so I'm immediately in. I knew that I was sinful. I had sin that I struggled with even, you know, from a young age. That's very apparent when you're growing up with siblings and life. So I don't remember exactly when I believed in him as my savior to save me from my sin. But I do remember the day I got baptized and sitting in the big leather chair across from my pastor, like having that desire to get baptized. So that was kind of step one.
Early in
your
life.
I know I need Christ in my life. And then I think, like many of us, if we've grown up in the church and came to faith early on, you know, it ebbs and flows. You go to a youth group or you get lukewarm, but God uses just different speakers, different people in your life to grow you, to remind you, well, who are you really living for? You gave your life for me. You're kind of getting sucked up into the world. So that kind of varied as we went. From a young age, I also was really impressed on my heart that I was wanted to be a wife and a mom. So that was something from a young age I really had a heart's desire for. I grew up in a small town in Fremont, Ohio, and I knew I wanted to be a wife and a mom, but you know, you kind of need a husband to do that. So there wasn't really anyone that God was bringing along. So, you know, you're doing life, you're praying, you're trying to seek him. I decided to wait a year before going to college because I knew I want to be a stay-at-home mom. So I don't want to put all this money into college if my heart's desire is to be at home with my kids. Mm-hmm. So I really felt like God was just saying, wait. Mm-hmm. So I was working in a little shop called the Cookie Lady. I did some, me and my best friend coached, like a high school basketball team. Maybe it was junior high, 'cause I was just fresh out of high school. And then I met my husband, through my older sister. And I think he was Air Force and living in, Virginia Beach at the time. And so I'm 19, still living at home. Tim and I kind of had a whirlwind relationship. We were both kind of waiting for the one, so when you know, you know. Uh-huh. And because it was long distance, we got to know each other as friends first. And God just really grew us. And we both really prayed, like, if this isn't meant to be, take it away. Like, mm-hmm. We want God's will. And then 2006, we got married. 2005, we started chatting. So it was mm-hmm. a very quick whirlwind. But we were both really wanting what God wanted. And I think then God took me from my little bubble and pulled me up at 19 and plunked me over into this area where I don't know anybody and my husband's working night shift. And there was just, it was a really good season of, you know, you're newlywed, so everything's amazing. But looking back, we had someone try to break in at one point while Tim was gone. I was dealing with a lot of pain and ended up having surgery within the first year of our marriage. So there was just all these things that kind of were trials, but God was my everything, because you can't call your mom at 3 a.m. mm-hmm. and you can't run over next door. So I think it was his way of just deepening my faith and reliance on him alone.
Yeah.
And my husband worked nights, so he wasn't there when certain things would happen. So right. That was a big part of my journey that really cemented me close to God. And then about, 2008, we moved here. And we found BCC right away. So we've been coming about 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So the rate of my growth with the women and getting plugged into play group and Bible studies, getting to know who God is even more in the stages of having kids, mm-hmm. Nothing will grow your faith mm-hmm. like having these little humans looking to you. Mm-hmm. So you might think, okay, I've been walking to God, you know, with him a while. I've got all this down. I'm trusting him. I know him. I know he's faithful. I know he's constant. I know he's love. And then you have kids and it's God's like, you say you trust me. Now trust you're me walking them. It out. So it's been such a neat yeah. journey of motherhood and growth in Christ and the community of believers that he seriously surrounded me with to just do life with.
Right.
Prayer groups started pretty early on. I do have a heart for prayer and being able to pray for different friends in my life through hard times and have them come alongside me in some hard times have been huge deepenings for my mm-hmm. faith and mm-hmm. walk with God.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. So, I have thoughts and questions about multiple things. I think I want to start with your desire to be a mom and a wife. Okay, because I love to talk to you about this because I'm a career woman. I love how in my life at this point and really for many years now, God has been using my career to accomplish his will
Amen.
In my life and on earth. And I talk about that. I actually lead a ministry here for Working Women Honor God. So That's I beautiful. Want for our listeners, I want to discuss this for just a quick second
yeah.
because I love that you had a heart for being a wife and a mom. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about how neither my journey nor yours is the right way or the wrong way. You know what I mean?
It's not cookie cutter. We are all built so differently in the way he writes our stories and the passions he gives us. Right. Definitely.
Yeah. And I think, but just to know that at a young age, you were burdened with that.
Yeah.
And you were also thinking about, do I go this traditional path of college and put money into that because of the fact that that's kind of the cultural expectation because I'm a smart young woman and I'm, you know, or do I wait because I feel like the Lord is telling me to wait, you know? And for you to make that decision at a very young age, I think is really interesting. And then that you did. And again, guys, as you listen, please know, I really don't know Faith. Like we don't have a relationship where I know anything about her, but I am Facebook friends with her.
You are. I know. You know Facebook. A little bit more than you
so
would.
Here's the thing. I know it's the highlight reel, but I see you with your family. I see on Facebook, I just see what you share about your relationship with your husband. I see you in church with your family and with your husband. You and your husband hold hands in the parking lot when you're walking to the car. You have multiple kids. How many kids do you have?
Three.
You have three kids and they're not like, it's not like they're 1 year old guys. What are the age of your kids?
I can't believe it, but they are 16, 14 and 11. Now.
Okay. So see like 11 and up. And so how long have you been married?
19 years.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just saying she met this guy while she was working at a cookie shop after waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right. And it has been the right thing for you. Yeah. And I just think that it's so important that we acknowledge that everyone's path is unique. And but what's the same is that God knows what we don't know.
Exactly.
And his ways are specific to us, but they're all also his ways.
Yes.
They're not ours. So anyway,
and the point is seeking his will above all for your life.
I don't want to take away from the rest of your journey too much, but we don't talk about that enough, I don't think. And so I just wanted to point that out for a second.
I love it.
And then let's see, what else? Oh, I wanted to talk about the military piece because you had come from a pretty consistent, like, you know, safe, very loving household where you didn't have a whole lot of changes or disruptions in your life necessarily. And then at such a young age to become a military wife.
My husband was in for about 7 years. So I actually only did one move, which is so different from what normally
that is. True,
is. My sister, I actually met my husband through my oldest sister. Her husband and mine did training together. So Tim had been in for about 4 years already, maybe when we met. And we didn't actually meet till we had been talking for quite a while. So it was kind of a match make by my sister, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
God is so neat. Cause he's from Pennsylvania. I'm from Ohio. There's no,
we would not have had the
same circles, but, so we kind of had a shortened military experience, I guess. He got out of the military once we moved here.
But I bet you didn't know that when you were 19.
No.
When you were 19, living by yourself with him doing night duty and somebody breaking in and all of these things happening, you were probably like, oh my gosh, what did I just sign up for?
Here we go.
Yeah.
It is. Here we go.
Yeah.
It was, looking back, I'm like, it was God. He had given me such a peace and such a love for this man. I didn't ever have any thoughts of what did I do or like, I want to go home. It was just, like, looking back now, I'm like, wow, I was 19. I was a baby. Yeah, that was a lot. But I think because, and not that you can't go through something and want something different or, but for me, there was such a piece of where I was. So even in the midst of the heart, it was just kind of like, this is what we're doing.
You had
confidence. This is what God has us. This is where we are.
Right.
And there wasn't really any turning around or going back. It was just where God had us at the time.
So, well, do you know what? That peace is what the world is looking for.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it does not come apart from him.
It doesn't come without God.
No.
In your midst. So you kind of carried us up through moving to the Northern Virginia area, beginning to attend the church that you still attend today.
Yeah. Almost 17 years.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I want to ask kind of a big picture question, and then I want to hear if you've had any specific experiences you want to share. But my big picture question is, you've kind of painted this picture of how it started and where you went and how you ended up where you are here. Yeah. What would you say, what have you learned about God? Like, what is it that you have learned about God by living a life of faith in him?
Oh, just that when you seek him, how real he is. I think the consistency of his faithfulness in my life, the way that he answers prayers, the way that he shows up, you don't have to have it all together. You don't have to wait until, okay, I'm cleaned up, now I'm ready for God. He comes to us in our mess and then he works through it. And even being a believer for that long, I'm still a hot mess and he's still working on me. And it's just his consistent faithfulness and love that just wash over me daily. I wake up and just, okay, God, I need you today. It's another day. It is a gift from you. And so, yeah, there's so many things that he's taught me through the years, but just his constant faithfulness and the way that he shows up throughout life has just been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And once again, when you talk about him being faithful, I always like to think of things in contrast because of how many people are in the world who are not experiencing anything or anyone in their life that is faithful.
Yeah.
And being reminded that people will let you down.
Yes.
But that God will never leave you.
Amen.
And to be reminded that the world does not offer what God offers. God offers the opposite of what the world offers.
It does to someone that loves you so purely and consistently and in a way that what I think might be good for me, like he knows even better. Mm. So you walk different paths and it might hurt, but to know that he is writing my story and how trustworthy he is, it doesn't always make sense. But when you walk with him and you get to see how much he loves you, he's not broken. He's not flawed. He doesn't sin. No matter how amazing my husband Tim is, we are both flawed human beings. So the way that we can love each other is always going to be a little bit short of what's needed. Mm-hmm. So to have in a relationship to know that God is my savior and has to be in that place first and foremost, it releases me in a way to love those around me in a different way because I'm not looking at you or Tim or my kids to fulfill something in me that they can't.
Right.
I know that only God can fulfill that. And that's something I continually work out I'm doing life.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about doing life. Yeah. So as you've done life over all of these years, do you have any examples that you'd like to share with us of times that you felt like you really saw that God was very evident in your life or his power and his presence was with you?
Yeah. So I talked about how my dad and my parents were so instrumental in my walk of faith. Mm-hmm. In December 2015, my dad had something happen where my husband had to do mouth-to-mouth until emergency people came.
Oh, wow.
I won't get into all the details, but it was very hard. My kids were little. I saw it first through the power of prayer and the body of Christ coming alongside of us back in Ohio. I truly believe that God gave my dad more time. Mm. So he recovered and was recovering and back home with my mom. But in April, about 3 months later, I got a phone call from my mom and he had passed in his sleep.
Oh my goodness.
So we were kind of sidelined because we had had this big major thing happen that he
finally
was healed from almost.
Yeah.
And then 3 months later he was gone. So, my husband didn't have a job at the time. He's a government contractor. Mm-hmm. So we go through that time to time. So I actually came to Bible study still that morning because he was like, you can't be alone.
Wow.
And he had a job interview that he couldn't miss.
To go to. Right.
So, and I remember, I don't remember what Sarah Wynn talked about, but I remember it was just what I needed to hear. And the women came alongside of me. So that's just a little way that God was just there in the midst of something really heartbreaking and sudden. But we packed up the car and we headed to Ohio. And I remember, I've been a believer a long time. I know my daddy is in heaven. I know it without a shadow of a doubt, but I'm hurting and it's hard. And so we're driving and it's late and the kids are asleep and I'm looking up at the sky and I have this heart cry of like, okay, God, I know he's okay and I know he's with you, but can you just show me something that he's okay and that he's with you? And a shooting star goes shooting across the sky. And in my head, I would have, did I really see it? Is that something that I saw? You know, how do you know it's a shooting star? Maybe I blinked weird. Tim, who's driving and wouldn't normally see something, was like, whoa, babe, did you see that shooting star?
Wow.
And it was just, I knew.
In that moment.
It was in that moment of God was just there. I've got him. He's with me. And I didn't need that. I know my dad was in heaven, but he's a God that loves me so intimately that he met me in that space and pain of missing my daddy and just gave me a sign of he's here.
Right.
It's okay. I've got him.
Right.
So many ways in that journey
right.
that God just showed up through the body of Christ, loving on us and being there. But that was just, it was incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. Knowing, especially whenever, I don't know about you, but for me, when I pray a prayer like that, I'm like, I don't really know if God's going to do it. You know what I mean?
I know you don't need to. Yeah. I know he's good. Yeah.
It's almost like you feel like God might think that the prayer is silly.
Right. Yeah.
You know, yep. I'll say to myself that he's just going to roll his eyes at this prayer or something like that. And then he responds in a way that gets my attention, you know, and I realize he shows me in some regard that he heard me.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, he never treats me as if anything that I say is silly or stupid or out of place.
No,
you know, he accepts everything that I bring to him. And when I think about being with my own children, you know, I just appreciate when they share anything with me.
Right.
I'm not thinking that's a silly thing for you to talk to me about. I'm just thinking, I'm so glad that you're talking to me.
Yes.
Especially because they're teenagers.
Exactly. We long for connection and relationship.
Yeah.
And that's something God's put in us.
Yeah.
So if I'm not going to trust someone I don't know. And I'm not in relationship with, and that's what he calls us to do in our walk. Know me, be in relationship with me. And the fact that the God of the universe wants me to be in relationship with him.
That blows my mind.
It's
honestly
amazing and astounding.
It is astounding. And I do think that many people who have grown up in the faith or people who are in the Christian community, they've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah.
We'll just get really used to
it's like we're
God
numb,
being
we're
amazing.
Numb to the wonder of it.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah,
it's neat when you will meet someone that maybe has just discovered all this.
Right.
And it's like that. You're like, that's what I'm that joy. I don't want to lose that joy of what everything that he's done and is and who he is.
I think when you and I prayed together before we started this conversation, I was reflecting on that in the prayer. I just said to God, I don't ever want to get bored of how amazing you are, you know? So yes, I love it. And that's one of the things that just gets me excited about sitting down to talk to folks on this podcast as well. So if you're listening and you haven't listened to other journeys and other people share about how God has been present and how they've walked with him, and then I encourage you to listen, because it really, you can, well, I don't know, actually, you know what, Faith, I know that you listen to this podcast, and would you tell the listeners, like, what is it meaningful to you to listen to one after another where you hear about God?
Oh goodness, yes.
Like,
because again, he created us with different needs and he meets us where we are. And we all have such different stories in how we came to faith. So I think it's exciting for me to listen as someone who's been walking with him for a while to get to see other people's journeys and faith walks and how he's real to them.
Yes.
Because I think it encourages and spurs on my faith, and that it's okay that our stories look different.
Right.
Because we are all created so different. It's a sign of his uniqueness.
I actually love the fact that stories are different, because God is the same.
Yes. Just like we talked about before with me and my heart's desire to be a wife and a mom, other people have different journeys.
Right.
I was talking about this with someone that came over to my house the other day. It's not this cookie cutter. You grab a book and you're like, okay, you're saved now. So step one, this is what you do. Step two, this is what you do. I mean, obviously you get to know Christ and you get plugged into a church, but there's not this.
It's a true journey. It's an adventure.
And he gave us the Bible as his, you know, here is your instruction book. How to get to know me and how to live your life. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, you get to pray and walk in faith and follow his will where he takes you.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting.
Yeah.
To hear how other people are living and where he's, I don't know, met them.
Exactly. And that actually brings me to another curiosity I have about your journey is this. I always like to bring up this idea of relationship with God, because it's a terminology that we use, assuming that people know what that means. But I also think that the way each of us engage in a relationship with God can be very unique and different. And so I'm just curious, what does that look like for you?
I think seeing my parents in his word from an early age, and they really encourage scripture reading. So that from a young age was something that was part of my daily walk. And I think it's really helped me get to know him so well. Mm-hmm. And I think encourage my love for prayer so much, getting to see the different characters in the scripture and how God uses them. And getting to see, they were a hot mess. Like, look who he picked for his disciples.
I know.
Like, look how he changed them. And so there's so much hope in scripture for me as I read, because I know, like, he was writing their story and he had a purpose and a plan for them. And these words are still relevant today for me. So I think daily being in God's word is so huge, because I need him, but life can be so busy. So it can be so quick to just let the world consume and kind of forget about what's important. And so prayer is huge, going to him. And honestly, a big part has been praying for other people, because I think we can become so consumed with our life that we slowly just start to turtle shell and look inward. And that will kind of start to seep your joy, because you just are so focused on your problems and what's going on in your life. But when you get to walk with brothers and sisters in Christ and pray alongside them, you get to literally see God answering prayer and moving in people's lives and get to be part of the journey. And it's such an amazing gift, and really something we will never really quite understand, how God of the universe uses prayer in orchestrating his will. But it's something that he does, and he chooses to allow us to come alongside of in prayer. So I think that gratitude, being in prayer and being in his word, has really been instrumental to just my walk with him and being open to being molded, because it's not always easy. It often isn't easy, and it does hurt, because our flesh is pretty strong.
Yeah.
But he is mighty to save. He loves us, and he doesn't ever stop molding us into what he wants us to be. So, yeah.
It's so true, and it's beautiful that you articulated that so well. I'm curious, as we close, I always like to think about a person who might be listening who is struggling in their faith right now.
Yeah.
Maybe particularly those who are, maybe they want to believe, but they don't, or maybe they've believed in the past and they're discouraged and kind of disconnected right now, or maybe they're seeking and they're questioning and they're like, no, I don't know if I can believe this, you know?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who's struggling to believe?
I would say just the fact that you are listening to this podcast means that God is calling you and loves you and sees you, that they're not alone. But no matter where they are or what they're going through, that God of the universe sees them. And that instead of lashing out maybe and hurt, that he's calling them to surrender. And that's not easy, because I think a lot of times we fear what we have to give up to follow him. But I want to encourage you, whatever you're holding on to, there's nothing like surrendering to the God who created you and loves you and has a purpose for you. So find someone to talk to, go to a church, look us up. You are loved more than you can ever imagine. And God has a purpose for you. So keep seeking and ask him to show you how much he loves you and how to find him, because he will never disappoint.
He will not disappoint.
He does not.
Love it. All right. Well, let's hope that for whoever's listening that needs to hear it, please take Faith's words and take them to heart. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Faith. This has been such an amazing conversation. And now I know about your life.
You do.
I know. It'll be from now on when I see you, I go, hey, I know all about your life.
A little bit about my backstory.
Exactly. It's been a fun conversation. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jessica.
Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited, because new episodes release every week.